Salutations, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to one of the many casts that we are doing. I have titled this one Technocratic Social Credit Systems because we're going to be looking at that, how these technocrats are literally trying to define us, categorize us, and get us into a system that is easily controllable. I mean, look at what's going on with social media, look at the social engineering that's happening every single day, and now we literally have China coming out with a system where people won't be able to get onto trains, they won't be able to get onto planes, they won't be able to apply for loans, and all kinds of different things if you have social credit that is bad. Not financial credit, social credit. Where your standing is, this is going to create an entirely different social class, a class-based system. But if you don't have social credit, you might not be able to do certain things. So with that being said, let's jump right into it. So as I said before, you know, this mini-cast is titled Technocratic Social Systems because... It should be technocratic social systems, but it's technocratic social credit systems because of the things that we are going to be dealing with. It's crazy. It is truly crazy the times that we find ourselves living in. Check this out. Just the other day, early this month, in March, on the 9th, I put up a article from End Times Headline. It says, "Is China's new social credit score paving the way for the beast system?" I would have to agree. But before we jump into that, let's take a look at a few other things that are going on. So towards the end of 2017, December 19th, we put up a post that you can go back and read up on our website where it is a report of how China is experimenting with social ranking scores. Continuing on, again, we're looking at the social credit system of China. How crazy that is, how they're trying to have it implemented at least by 2020. Check this out as well. With back in July, I have posts that go all the way back to 2016, and I would show you guys, but unfortunately, Instagram likes to delete my content. This is from Sign of the Times, July 26, 2017. China is developing a pre-crime artificial intelligence system to catch suspects before they do the crime. That's right. We're moving into the Minority Report reality. And this ties into the social credit system as well. If they can literally categorize you, and you've heard me talk about this numbers of times in different ways before, if they can categorize you, classify you as a threat, they can literally have the ability to go right after you. And that's what we're dealing with right now, with pre-crime, real-time crime tracking, and citizen threat ranking. This is where they're literally able to, like I said, classify you as a threat. Based off of what you post on social media, what you look at on YouTube, what you look at on the internet, the types of things that you download, even down to your purchases, your patterns, and everything else. That's why it's called the Technocratic Social Credit System. This is the crux of the Building the Matrix series that we have done. This is the crux of what these people are intending to do. And let's take another look at some more articles for you guys. Right here, AI police state, China to predict crimes before they happen. This is also in July of 2017, June 8th, 2017, from Mint Press News. We have the Chicago PD facing lawsuits over their secretive predictive policing program. This is what I mean as well. They call it the heat list, but this is what I mean as well by them using pre-crime, real-time crime tracking, and citizen threat ranking to literally define you. See if you are a threat. I mean, just in the times that we're in now, covering everything that we're covering, there are articles surfacing on how in Chicago, Illinois, Seattle, Washington, and where else? California as well. And there's another place that I'm forgetting. Florida. How could I forget? Florida. Yes, they're also confiscating guns in Florida. Now, for a lot of people that like to try to say that these types of things are not happening, I can assure you they are. There's no other way for me to delicately tell you that these types of things are happening. Continuing on, let's look at, or if anything, let's get back to this article right here. Earlier this month, March of 2018, they are trying to implement the social credit system. This is, again, part of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and their all-encompassing technocratic agenda that the New World Order is trying to create. But let's get into this article. I put this up March 9th. It's from Ricky Scaparo of End Time Headlines. He says, "If you have too much debt and bad credit, it may be tough to get credit cards and loans." The idea is that people who are less likely to pay back lenders get less credit. Well, imagine if there was a social credit system. But it was the government that used it to decide who could travel or live in certain apartments. Imagine if your social credit was too low to send your kids to a private school, or get off, or get a better job. But what kind of behavior would warrant such a score? China is about to answer all of our questions. The country has a pilot program for a social credit system. The government will rate citizens based on how loyal they are to the state. Almost 10 million Chinese citizens have been blacklisted. So before I continue on, let's analyze this real quick. Loyal to the state. If you're loyal to the state, then you can travel. If you're loyal to the state, then you can send your kids to private school. If you're loyal to the state, then you can get a loan. If you're loyal to the state, then you basically have access. But if you're not loyal to the state, if you're a dissident, well, then they have no use for you. Already here in America, and I've talked about this with a number of people, they have this disease called ODD, Opposition Defiant Disorder. Now, what does that mean? Well, if you're not with the state, you might be odd. The same way they've created ADHD and ADD and all kinds of other diseases to come through with a solution. That's how these people operate. They come through with their Hegelian dialectic, the problem, reaction, solution, only to show us that we are the ones with the issues. They would like to think that we are the ones that have the problems, and so they will try to use things like social media and the social engineering aspect of it to manufacture your consent, to manufacture your compliance. Let's go back into this. It says that the Chinese government has ultimate control over their citizens' lives because almost everything requires the national ID card, and the number assigned to the citizens can simply be restricted for whatever the government wants to take away. Now, and before I continue on with this article, it's important to highlight that that's what they would like to do with the Mark of the Beast. That's what they would like to do whenever they have you injected with RFID chips. That's what they would like to do in general. We're already seeing veritable forms of censorship take place, and that's exactly what this would be. If you're a dissident, if you're not with the state, they would like to just cut you off entirely. They don't want us to literally be able to support ourselves. This is why you guys hear me talk about us voting with your dollars, voting with your lifestyle, literally creating the world that you want to live in. Because if we, again, stay loyal to the state, do everything that is required of us by these people, we have no power. But continuing on, the Chinese media refers to those on the list as deadbeats. Chinese citizens will be rated on their real life and online behavior for things like patriotism, hard work, and avoiding materialism. Crazy. But the system will aggregate all available data, taking into account what books citizens read, what they buy, and how long they spend playing video games. Bad social credit would eliminate the possibility of starting a business, staying in luxury hotels, and buying or renting property. Not only will big data be used to rate the citizens, China will also rely on peer ratings. It is the ultimate social governance, making citizens police their neighbors. By 2020, adults will have been assigned a social credit score in addition to their identity card. Welcome to 1984, where China's President Xi Jinping has consolidated his power and solidified that by recently abolishing terms for the office. He has stacked the main legislative council with his supporters. It is a one-party communist state, which looks increasingly like the dystopian world of 1984. And that's why we need to understand that the technocracy these people are trying to create is ultimately anti-human. It is being made so that we can be turned into robots, obedient slaves, people who don't think, people who don't create, people who just obey. This is the problem with obeying Big Brother, because they do not give us quarter. They do not let us have what we want. They don't want you to have your own opinion. They don't want you to create your own market. They don't want you to have your own business. They don't want you to have anything that they can't have their hands in. That is the overarching and overreaching arm of the government. And that's why over here on this show, we have a really, really hard time looking at things that are along the lines of authoritarianism. None of this makes sense in the grand scheme of things. This is them literally trying to use every kind of facet available to them to manipulate you, to control you, to basically allow for you to be a more passive slave. You guys want to hear something even more crazy? And you've got to understand how deep these types of things go. Another Facebook executive has come out talking about how you are being programmed for evil purposes. So how does this tie into the technocratic social credit system? Well, what I'm trying to talk to you guys about is how you are being socially engineered. You're being manipulated. As I said before, your consent is being manufactured. This is indoctrination at another level. Let's look into this. I put this up March 15th. It's from Your Newswire. It's by Sean Tabatabi. It says, former Facebook president Chamath Palathya claims the social network giant is silently brainwashing 2 billion members of the public for, quote, nefarious purposes. The former VP of user growth at Facebook recently told the Stanford Graduate School of Business, quote, I think we have created tools that are ripping apart the social fabric of how society works. Medium.com reports, the short-term dopamine-driven feedback loops we've created are destroying how society works. Chamath said, no civil discourse or cooperation, misinformation, mistruth, and it's not an American problem. It's not a Russian ad. This is a global problem. Palathya then expressed the feeling of guilt. I feel tremendous guilt. I think we all knew in the back of our minds, even though we feigned this whole line of like, there probably aren't any bad unintended consequences. I think in the back, deep, deep recesses of what we kind of knew, something bad could happen. But I think that the way we defined it was not like this. So we are in a really bad state of affairs right now. In my own opinion, it is eroding the core foundation of how people behave by and between each other. And I don't understand how we're going to have a good solution. My solution is that I just don't use these tools anymore. I haven't for years. And this is literally a former Facebook executive talking about how they no longer use the very product that they have created. Think about that. Think about that. He says, I haven't used it for years. Concerning the issues of social media as a whole, Palathya stated that he doesn't use it anymore since he, quote, innately didn't want to get programmed. And as for his kids, they are not allowed to use that shit. That's what he said. Then he goes on to express some really strong sentiments. Bad actors can now manipulate large swaths of people to do anything they want. It's a bad, bad state of affairs, and we continue to compound on them. We curate our lives around this perceived sense of perfection because we get rewarded in these short-term signals. Hearts, likes, thumbs-ups, and things of this. And how do we conflate that we have value with what we conflate is the truth? And instead, what it really is fake. Brittle popularity, that's the short term, and that leaves you even more, and admit it, vacant and empty than you did before. So think about this. This is how you're being programmed. They are trying to force feed you into a system which only seeks to enslave you, dumb you down, and put you in a state of subservience, put you in a state, in a position of disadvantage, only for them to come through and say that now you're in this position of disadvantage, now that you've absorbed yourself into the matrix, well, now we're going to grade it. Now we're going to give you social credit. Now we're actually going to chastise you for what you believe in, and literally try to figure out a way to rate you as a valuable human. As wild as this sounds, my friends, this is the technocratic system we find ourselves listening, moving into. This is where we are going. This is where they're trying to push us. And if we don't try to figure out ways to get off of the technocratic plantation so that we stop being slaves to this beast system, they will indeed win. My friends, ladies and gentlemen, this is the technocratic social credit system. And this isn't meant to be scary. Everything I'm meant to tell you guys is to try to inform you, make you aware of what they're doing in the background. So as we find ourselves getting more and more addicted to these social feedback, these social media feedback loops that they're creating, they are trying to figure out a way to keep us on this plantation to where they can subtly induce this kind of psychosis driven by technology, this disassociation from reality driven by technology. There are deeper aspects involved with what we're doing. It's not just the censorship. It's not just net neutrality. It's not just the social engineering. It's not even the spiritual starvation. It's not even the ego trap that a lot of people fall into by doing these types of things. It's all of it. It's everything and more. And if we really don't remain vigilant in pointing these types of things out, we will become slaves to this overarching agenda. However, that's all I really have for you guys. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll have it in the description bar below. And as always, guys, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noise Era, Freedom Faction, out.